So the end of the story of the Mabul, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu dries up the land and Noach and his Mishpacha come onto the land, we find a very puzzling ending to the whole story. That this Noach, who's Ish Tzadik Tamim HaYavidor Sav, who we described earlier tonight, has Chein Be'inei Hashem, who saves the world, suddenly, the Pasuk says, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf, Vayechal Noach Ish Adama, Vayitakorem, Vayechal Noach, Lashon of Chol, of mundane, he falls, he plants a vineyard, he's drinking wine, getting drunk. We all know the Maisa with Chum, and then Shem and Yefes come, and they clothe him, he's naked. What happened to Noach? What happened to Noach? How could it be? How could it be that Noach, he fell in such a way, the same Noach? And then maybe he didn't fall so much, because then he starts giving over these ideas about his children, which was Nevuah, about his children. What's going on here? So I saw this year from Rav Schwab, a tremendous Torah. The emes is a Torah that other big tzaddikim say in a similar vein, but I saw it from Rav Schwab, I'm going to tell it over B'Shem Oimroi. He says as follows. So Noach, perhaps, at this point, he thought after the world was overturned and destroyed and it was anew, it was Ki'ilu Azman again of Adam Arishon Koidim Lachet. He thought that what the Mabul was like Ki'ilu, a mikveh for the entire world. He thought that the Mabul was Mamish, it was the mikveh of the world. If you look in the Parak Vav Pasuk, the first Pasuk in the Parsha, Eilu tells Noach, Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim Hayedah B'Dorasav. Tzadik Tamim Hayedah B'Dorasav. Sofer Tevos Mikveh. Tells us you need to go to a mikveh to be a tzaddik. For another time. Lemaisa, what was the Mabul? It was the Mamish a mikveh for the whole world. And the whole world went through this mikveh. And now it's Adam Rishon Koidim Lachet. I'm back to the beginning. We were attacking what we need to. So what does he want to do? He wanted to show the Zatikun. The Gemara and Sanhedrin is one opinion that says over the Navayin that what was the Eta Das? It was wine, it was grapes. So he goes and he plants a vineyard. You know why? He wants to partake now and show I was metaking this. We could use it now, Bikdusha. We might have messed up originally, but now we're past that. And now we could use the Bikdusha of Atara. And that's why he's called Ish Adama. What does it mean, Ish Adama? Man, Moses don't say he went and he became this mundane individual. No, Rosh Hashanah says Ish Adama is a remez to what? To Adam Rishon, who was Min Adama. Noach became Ish Adama, became Kilo Adam Rishon. And that's as we know as well. Why was he, we don't even find, why was he Aram, why was he naked? He was not clothed. Because we know Adam Achav, before the Chet, there was no need to be clothed. There was no bush, it was so Kaddish and Tara that you didn't need clothing. So Noach was saying, I think we're at a point, he says, we're finished. We're metaking, we fixed all we need to fix. We went through the mikvah of the Mabul. It's Adam Rishon Koidim Lachet. So I'm going and I'm attacking the Geffen. And I'm going through that and I'm could be naked. I'm Isha Adama. Now obviously he was wrong. That was his mindset. Now we can understand a little bit. I'm such a tzaddik. Come to that. But he was wrong. Why was he wrong? He was wrong because he has to realize we never should feel like we've made it. We should never feel satiated. Adam la'amol yulad. Adam la'amol yulad. We're created to work and to work on ourselves. Yes, to be proud of our accomplishments and feel good about what we've accomplished, but never stop. We make a siyum and we say, Hadron lach, I'm going back and learning more. I'm never stopping. Until the Rabbanu Shalom tells us, we're never there yet. And our avodah is to always be growing and never think that I've done enough. Always want to be more. Always want to grow. Maybe that Noach is milashem noach, to rest. Menucha, that wasn't good. We never should be resting. I'm always working myself. I'm always growing. All the chazals and mafarshim show the difference in Noach and Avram, right? They're always comparing and contrasting Noach and Avram. Noach is milashem noach, to rest, which is not good, we're saying. Avram, we know, as the chazal say, is the same osias as Behi Baram. From last week's parasha, that Kosh Baruch Hu created the world, Behi Baram means it was just, Avram is Behi Baram. It was just created. It just started. I'm just starting. I'm just created. Every day I wake up, it's a new day to serve Hashem, Behi Baram. That's my avodah. I'm a Ben Avram. None of us are Ben Noach. What do we call a Ben Noach? A goy. We're Ben Avram Yisrael Yaakov. An Yehudi. It means I'm Ben Avram, I'm Behibaram. I was just created. Not to ever think that we made it. We're finished. I'm good to go. That was the flaw, perhaps, Rav Schwab is pointing out, of Noach HaTzadik, at this point, thinking we made it to Adam Rishon Kol V'Chet already. So Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we should all be Zoyche. We should all be Zoyche to never stop growing, to never stop working ourselves, to be a Ben Avram. That's Chus, we will be Zoyche, Bekarav Mamish, to hit a point of Adam Rishon Kol V'Chet, with B'ez Mashiach, with the Gula Shlema, B'mheir of Yameinu. Have a Hail Yishabbos Kodesh, full of Simcha, full of Bracha. Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos
Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh.